back to the question of if a woman finished her shiva nikiyim after dam chimud, and it was still a few days before the wedding, and it says the Ramah, if she didn't do a bedikah in 7 days, then she is tmeya, even bedieved. What does it mean by that? So we saw machlokas. Chavos Das says it just means she has to originally have done a bedikah in the shiva nikiyim. But if she doesn't do any bedikas after the shiva nikiyim, then it's not ma'akib bedieved. But all the achronim saying that's pashtus of the shach in sifkatan Zion is that no, it means even after she finished her shiva nikiyim, if she doesn't have a bedika every 7 days, then we're afraid she really didn't pay attention at all, and therefore choshev shimud be'ishever dam chimud, continuing dam chimud based on the Rosh and the Mordechai halacha lemaisa. It's hard to be somech just on this Chavos Das, because all the Achronim are against him. And it's hard to be mekel if a woman mamish after shiva nikiyim went a full 7 days without a bedika, then it seems to be she meets me mishal shash dam chimud l'fidu rush and the mordechai mishonim rashbam mishonim ashkenaz. The only thing is, there's another machlokes. The Chavos Das in the beginning, the one we mentioned at Rus and Tamar, says there's only chimud for nisuin, and therefore after the wedding, then there's no chimud anymore. Once she's married, even if she hasn't done bilas mitzvah yet, the ikar chimud is over because she's already married, so she feels like she's there. A lot of achronim disagree, but I think you can make a sort of sveik sveiker or tutsav lahakel. If she didn't go 7 days without a bedika until the wedding, but let's say the bilas mitzvah got delayed and she went 7 days without a bedika until the bilas mitzvah, then we can say one of these two Chavos Das is probably correct. Maybe it's not ma'akev to do a bedika every 7 days after she finished shiva nikiyim. And even if it is ma'akev to do a bedika every 7 days, maybe that's only until the wedding, only until the chuppah, not after the chuppah. So, one of these two kulas of the Chavos Das is correct, even if they're not both correct, and therefore we can be mekel if she went 7 days until the bilas mitzvah without a bedika. But if she went 7 days until the wedding without a bedika, then it's very hard to be mekel. Okay, let's go back to Gimel. I know we started Gimel. Let's just review what we're up to. If they pushed off the Nisuin, Afal Pisha Yashra Shiva Nikiyim, even though she sat Shiva Nikiyim, she collapsed her relationship Shiva Nikiyim, the lit bulk, she was passed through last Nisuin. She was another Shiva Nikiyim and Tvila when they compromised and they agreed to do the Nisuin again. As Arma, Afal Pisha Badgats, Matame, Biyom Shiva Nikiyim, Lo Mahani. I think we have the board here, Machlok, Sund, Lavush, and everyone else, as to why this Chumrah is true. Right? Dachu HaNisuin. Why does she need a new Shiva Nikiyim? So, we had Lavush. And then we had the real pshat of the Mordechai, which is where this came from, which was the Bach and the Shach and the Taz al pi the Mordechai. Says the Levush because it's a new chimud for the new tviyah. However, say the Achronim, no, this is not called a new tviyah. A new tviyah is if you're starting from scratch. If they say, that's it, we're breaking up forever, never miss you in my whole life, and then start from scratch. Maybe that's the new tviyah. Over here, they pushed off the nisuin. That's not a new tviyah. They were just, they was just in limbo. So they say, no, it's not considered a new tviyah, but rather, because she didn't pay attention meanwhile, and there might have been ongoing dam of ongoing chimud. Right, that's what he said, that the Rosh and the Mordechai held there's still chashadam every day till the wedding if you don't pay attention. And therefore, she didn't pay attention. What do we say is nafkamina? Nafkamina was nispashru. And also mamad, right? Says lavosh. She needs shemenikiyim. Even if an hour later, in the same meeting, but still, it's a new tviya, because he says that once they have a fight, then if they come to a conference, new tviya. And they'll say, nah, eina tzricha. Zayin nikiyim, because the only problem is some time passed without paying attention. If it was just a short amount of time, then she still would have noticed. And in the, we continue, what about this pashru? But also hayom. So here says the shutbach, and I think this is the last day of the maritatz, was it? In the Sidri Tara, whoever it was. They say, even if it is the same day, still, that's such a short time that we don't worry she might have read without noticing. The Heschadas was too short. And perhaps going even further, this is a little tricky, and this is, I think, the last thing we said, this is the Machlokes and Arid. What about if Badka been time? What if she did Badikas in between? So, Volvush would say, who cares? What do you mean? Who cares if she did Badikas in between? It doesn't matter. It's a new tfiyah. A new tfiyah is a new tfiyah. They pushed off the wedding indefinitely. She did Badikas every day, 3 days later, they made a new wedding date. Who cares? A new wedding date is a new tfiyah. Badika doesn't help Mishas tfiyah. That's halacha aleph. Badika doesn't help the time of tfiyah. However, if it's just that she didn't pay attention between, you would think logically, here you have two opinions. Says the Masas bin Yamin, Eina Tzricha. And really, there's a lot of logic to this. After all, she does Badikas in between. That shows that she had not given up. That shows that she was paying attention. However, the Maharik and the Ramah say Tzricha Shivanikian because the Badikos weren't serious. It's a big Chumrah. Yeah, even though she did Badikas in between, she wasn't really paying attention. She just being good to sign. She wasn't really paying attention because she didn't think she was getting married soon.
So what did Masa
say? He says you don't need a new Shiva Nikiyah because she didn't have Hasechadas. She saw she was paying attention. And Allah Maisa, the Shach, quotes the Masa bin Yamin, who says that Lamaisa is afraid to be Makel against the Maharik. And therefore, we paskin like the Marikians, Masa bin Yamin, like the Ramah said, even though it seems to be a big chiddush, but because Lamaisi was afraid to do against the Marik, even though it's a big chiddush. Let's just throw in some details then. Okay, throw in some details. And then we'll go weiter. Let's remember some details. What about the following cases? What if here some of these are pashut. What if they're not mevatel? What if they just reschedule? Not they're mevatel and then reschedule, right? They just reschedule for later. Then it's pashut she'ena tzricha. Of course she doesn't need shiva nikiyim. What do you mean? There's no new tzriya. They just said, let's get married 2 days later, we thought. Something happened, we'll delay it 2 days. Of course she does. That happened. I was almost beside a kiddushin once. I came to America, we beside a kiddushin for someone. They had to push off the wedding because of the hurricane. So they said, oh, we'll have the wedding 1 day later. Of course, what's the problem? Bein levosh, there's no new tzriya. It's the same tzriya, you're just waiting another day. Bain for the Shach and the Taz and the Bach. You're not Heskadas. You know you're getting married another day. That's Pashut. What if you just reschedule for earlier? You say, let's do it 2 days earlier than we thought. Clearly there's no Heskadas. Would you say this a new Tviyah because you're doing it earlier? Or that's not a new Tviyah. So here the Taz says very clearly in Sifkat and Gimel, says the Taz and Sifkat and Gimel, and everyone agrees, Eina Tzricha.
That's no problem. The problem is only if you're mevatel the kvius. I don't mean to say we broke it up forever. We broke it up for now. Right? This happens all the time. There's issues. Let's push off the wedding for now. See what happens. Then that's the Shulchan Aruch. But if you just say, let's change the date earlier or later, but with no bittel, then that's no problem. You make it later, you make it earlier, there's no new tefiya, there's no hetzchadas, there's no problem. Of course, this should not be confused with the discussion of the last taz in the siman, which is sivkat and ches. It's not really sivkat and ches. It's like something, you know, I mentioned once, whenever they forget to put something in siman, they put it at the end. So the taz with sofa siman, that what if you hadn't started preparing yet, and then reschedule for earlier. That's the top. Then you hadn't started preparing yet, and then you reschedule. Let's do it 4 days from now, right? But you hadn't started preparing yet. That's the case at the end here. There's a certain almana who was going to do it in a few months. And the chazan says, maybe we'll make it earlier. And the almana says, okay, I did shiv nikim because it might be earlier. And then he says, let's do it in 3 days. Then the taz says, that's a big problem. Why? Because she was never yotzi yet because she hadn't had a proper tefiyah. Right? Because they hadn't started preparing yet. It's not a tefiyah yet. So then says the taz sofa simen sricha od shiv nikim. Why? Because even if she counted Shiva Nikim, it didn't count. Because Shiva Nikim doesn't count before you start preparing the chuppah. Because that's too early to be considered Chas Kviya. And therefore, if I say, lady, let's get married in 5 months. And she starts counting Shiva Nikim. And then I say, let's get married in 2 days. She says, great, I have 2 days left of Shiva Nikim. It doesn't count. Because there was no Tviya until right now. Because when I said in 5 months from now, that's not a Tviya. It's too far off. It's only a Tviya now. So you need 7 Nikim from now. Right? Shiva Nikim. Because the first Shiva Nikim was before the real Tviyah. It's not called a Tviyah if you haven't started preparing yet. The Chiddush of the Taz is even if you say, I might do it earlier, that's not called a Tviyah. That's the Chiddush of the Taz. The Chiddush of the Taz is that even if I said, I might make it earlier, that's not a Tviyah until she counts up. So Mechas Bedata. Right? That, basically, this rule is, if you start counting Shiva Nikim before the wedding, you prepare for the wedding, that doesn't count. Because you don't have chima until it's time to prepare for the wedding.
You're saying that until the preparations, it's not serious, and that's why there's no chima yet?
Yes.
So wouldn't her starting Shiva Nikim be a prep that is megala, that she's serious, that this is a...
No, maybe she was... I mean, you that's a good happen, you know? But we say no. We say no. That just shows that she's trying to, like, be, you know, you cover her bases. But she doesn't really feel it yet. That's intellectual, not emotional. Okay. Now, let's just mention a few other cases from the Achronim here. Okay, says the Taz, what if you keep the date and switch the chasen? Does she need a new shiv nikiyah? So says the Taz, yes, because she has a new chimut. Right? She's not like a prutza who just has a chimut that some guy will sleep with her. No, she has a chimut for this guy. If you switch the chasen, so says the Taz, tzricha shiva nikiyah. What if then you switch back to the original chasen? Says the Taz, you still need to... No, they never got married yet. They're just engaged. Right? Meaning, they say... Yeah, exactly. Meaning, before the wedding, you say, ah, you can marry Reuven. At the last minute, they say, no, we're switching for Shimon. She needs a new Shiva Nikiyah. Now she has Kima for Shimon. What if they say, oh, fine, let's go back to Reuven. Now she needs a new Shiva Nikiyah. Because once she thought she'd married Shimon, she grew up on Reuven. When they go back and say Reuven, she has a new Chibot.
If you're the case that the Chos and Kala don't meet until...
Aha, so what if they don't see each other till the chuppah? There are some Achronim who question this, but we say no. We say you can have chimud even without meeting him. Because you know who you're marrying.
Isn't that against the Rambam?
What?
The Gemara says you have to see
him. The Gemara says, but let's say there are exceptions. Tosos already says that sometimes you make exceptions. Not exactly in this case, parallel case.
Yeah, it's a good kahab. I mean, some people say it's better to at least see a picture of him, so that to make sure that you're not going to new chimud when you see him. But halacha l'maisa, we assume that as long as she's heard about him, either she hasn't seen him, she can have the chimud without seeing him. But it's a big discussion there, however. It's a big discussion there. However. Nowadays, not such a big inyan, because she probably would see him before the wedding. But in the old days, not so posh. If he lived far away, I don't know if she'd see him before the wedding. Nowadays, even by the chassidim, she sees him before the wedding. You know, like, whatever. Like, she goes with her mother to, like, the waits, like, in the supermarket when he passes by, so she can see him before they even agree to the shekhah. What else do we want to go? Okay, let's just say one last thing. The big machlokas shach and taz, the shachs of cut in Zion. Sorry, the shachs of cut in Zion. The shach sif katan Zion and the taz sif katan vav and the kudus hakesef. What about the following case? Again, before cell phones, this could happen. As a matter of fact, before cell phones, I was once invited to a friend's chasana. I'm there. We're at the chasana's tish. Everyone's, what do you do? Not the chasana's tish, the Kabbalah's panim. It was decidedly not the chasana's tish. We're there. We're at the Kabbalah's panim. Shmorg. That's what we call it in America. Hobnobbing. That's what you do at the shmorg. You hobnob. Yeah. Either that or you fress. So I was hobnobbing. Some were fressing. What is a hobnob? Oh, to hobnob is to like socialize. And everyone's there but the chasana. It was the Kabbalah's panim. It theoretically could have been the chasana's tish, except there was no chasana. No chasana. People started wondering. Started whispering theories. And then, no, that's not hobnobbing. That's gossiping. Anyway, people started speculating, and then the chasana showed up. He was stuck in traffic. Okay, should he have prepared better? Perhaps, but this chasana was a big genius. And he was way too smart to actually, like, figure out things like he should make sure to get to his wedding on time. You know what I mean. Anyway, fine, but in the end he showed up. What if you have the case in the Shach and the Taz that they discuss in the Ma'amas of Binyamin also? The chasen is the day of the wedding. The chasen just doesn't come. The day passes. Finally, everyone just goes home and doesn't eat the food. And there's no chasen. What happens? Then the next day, all of a sudden, he says, oh, I got stuck on the road. I'll be there as soon as I can. He sends a message, you know. And what happens? So, do we say, now she needs a new shuv nikiyam because, as far as she knew, the nisuim was nisbatlu. Right? It was a dechias. The chasen didn't show up. What do you think? What does she think when the chasen doesn't show up? I know the movies. When the chasen doesn't show up, what does she think? She thinks that's it. She's been jilted. She's been left at the altar. Right? She's been left hanging like this. Says the Taz. She needs a new shiv nikiyam because she assumes the nisuim are off. Says the Shach Masmiyam is no. She knows the way the world works. Sometimes people get stuck on the road. Sometimes they get stuck in traffic for an extra 3 days or whatever. I mean, in the old days, it was trickier, right? And therefore, she assumes that he's just late, and it's no problem. She has no heskadah. She's still counting on the wedding. That's a fascinating question. What if the chasan doesn't show up on time? Says the Taz. She needs a new shiv nikiyam because now she thinks she's not getting married, and therefore she doesn't pay attention to her dam. While the Masas Binyamin and the Shach say she doesn't need, and this seems to be a machlokas in psychology, because what does she think? She thinks he jilted her. No, she thinks he's stuck on the road. She thinks she's stuck on the road, then she keeps up her shiv nikiyam. She thinks she's jilted, then she stops checking for shiv nikiyam.
Would this matter if it was like the same day versus the next day? Like, does it have to be
Mechor the same day everyone would be nekel? Okay. Halacha l'maisa, it doesn't really happen now because you have cell phones. The chazan can show up. Someone would tell you where he is.
What about that? Because you're talking before the Ramah's Shabbos wedding that he did, that they started before on Erev Shabbos, and she's waiting there, and he doesn't know what's happening with the wedding, and then finally he's able to work it out.
Yeah, that's called the same day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was not called the same day.
Yeah, when do you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning? Yeah. Okay. Victor, okay, I think those are the main questions of like when do you need a new Shiva Nikiyam. Now let's get to Sif Dalid, which is, and again, theoretically some of these things could come up because people do have these weird situations where they all of a sudden like cancel or postpone, you know, indefinitely postpone the wedding at the last minute. And then you'd have to worry about this problem. You know, they get into a big fight. Usually nowadays, not a big fight over how much money the parents are giving. You know, it's more personal, whatever. They end up doing a big fight a week before the wedding. They say, that's it. Call everyone and tell them the wedding's off. Well, see, let's see what happens. Then they make up 3 days later, or even 1 day later. She needs a new Shiva Nikiyam. That's a big problem. Okay, oh, one other case I didn't discuss, which I should, which is the case of the Taz Sifkatan Vav also, but at the beginning. Says the Tazanais Kula, what if one side says they're pushing it off and the other side says, no, you're not? Right? And they keep, they're still in the middle of nudging them. Says the Taz, he says, for sure, if they're fighting, but they're in the middle of negotiations, even if it's the next day. Says the Taz, what if they fight, but are still negotiating? Says the Taz, she doesn't need a new Shiva Nikiyam. What do you mean? That's just hard. Like everyone always fights. Okay, what if they even go to sleep at night? But she knows they're still negotiating. They haven't pushed it off. They're still negotiating. That's pushing. What if one side, is Doha, but the other side is still negotiating? Right? The chassan side says, that's it. We're going home. We'll talk about it another time. We're not having the wedding now. And the kala side said, no, you are. You'll calm down. We'll work it out. They say, no, it's as far as we're concerned, it's over. There's nothing to talk about. Say, yes, there is lots to talk about. Don't worry. We'll work it out. Says the Taz. In that case, this could also come up in interpersonal issues nowadays. What if the kala says, that's it. We're not getting married. And the chassan says, yeah, just calm down. Sleep on it. We'll continue to talk about it tomorrow. We'll work it out. You can see that happening. One side says, that's it. We're canceling the wedding. The other side says, no, we're not. We're working on it. So, says the... Now, here it gets a little tricky. It might depend which side is which, I think. His kula is if the kala side is the one who's still working on it. It could be if the kala has decided to postpone it. No. But, says the Taz, Eina Tzricha, she doesn't need a new Shiva Nikiyam, although I think you would admit if it's the kala who pushed off, even if the kala's parents pushed off, the kala hasn't, you know, at least if kala is still on the negotiating side. Or at least not the side who canceled, right? So if the kala still has hope, then that's not considered defeat yet. Okay, these things could come up with Maisa. Now, if you'll do me a favor of taking a picture of the board, let me just point out that the big chiddush that ties at the end of the siman is even if, what's the chiddush? That, let's just review. What if she counted Shiva Nikiyam or part of them before smichas das vehachana l'chopa? Doesn't count. And what, right? Doesn't count. What's the chiddush of the Taz at the end of the siman? Wait, let me just read this. It says the chiddush of the Taz is so. Hasiman is that even if they said maybe
will have the chuppah soon, it still doesn't count. Because that is only a maybe. Okay. The Pisli Tshuva at the end of the siman says, well, what's maybe and what's more serious maybe? What if the guy says, maybe we'll have it earlier if my wife agrees? Or if he says, maybe have it earlier and I'm sure she'll agree. He's mechalik in those two cases. Meaning, not the wife, the chas wife, the father, of the in-laws. Okay, now let's go on to Dalit. Very halachal maisa, not necessarily for this case, Dalit. Avar v'kinsa tochman zeh. If he was over and married her without the Shiva Nikiyam, before Shiva Nikiyam, v'chein chasen shepirsa kalasun nida konu shabalel, or she became a nida before he had a chance to do the bia. Meaning, they're married and she's a nida, either because of dam chimud or because of an actual period. So first of all, are you allowed to get married? Are you allowed to get married when your wife's a nida? So if she becomes a nida after the chuppah, the question: are you allowed to get married if the woman's a nida? So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Aser, you're not allowed to chuppah nida." The minig of the Shulha Yashan in Yerushalayim is that they don't have chuppah nida. However, the minig of Olam, if you look at the Shachir, says Nesbar Ben Ezer Sofsim and Samachal Shem and Pashal Lichnos Lasu Avshi Nida. The minig of Olam is to have chuppah nida. Obviously, it's better not to. But the minig of Olam is to be makel and allow chuppah nida. What else are you going to do? We plan the chuppah. We rent the hall. We order the caterer. You know, 3 months in advance. So the minig of Olam is to allow chuppah nida. Just not only can't they touch, they can't even have a yichud. So the minig olam is allowed chuppah nida.
The minig olam is based on who?
Based on all the other rishonim who argue with the Rambam. The Ran, if you want to give one, the Ran at the beginning of Ksubas argues on the Rambam. The Ran in the Ksubas Daf Beis and other rishonim. Now the Dog Mervava has a fascinating discussion here. He says, "What's the Dog Mervava's discussion?" He says, "Hold on, look at the lashon of Mechaber. Avar v'kinsa tochzman zeh. What does that imply? Is he allowed to marry her before Shiva Nikiyam? No, it's an aveira to have the chuppah. Ah, but the Shach says our minhag is that you're allowed to have chuppah nida. How come he says it's an aveira?" Answer the Dog Mervava: it depends what kind of nida she is. If she's a nida mamish, then it's not great, it's not ideal, but you're allowed to have the chuppah. But if she's only a nida because of dam chimod, then it's more chumer. It's an aveira to have the chuppah. Why? Why is it more chumer? More chumer because dam chimod is more kal. If she mamish has her period, you're allowed to have the chuppah. And we don't think that we have enough precautions in place, we don't think he'll do an aveira. Because still, he sees she has her period and he takes it seriously. But dam chimod, where he doesn't see any blood, he's not going to take seriously. And we're afraid they might sneak away and do bia. And then they'll do an aveira. So since they take dam chimod lightly, it's an aveira to hold the chuppah. So the maisa, are you allowed to hold the chuppah? Chuppas nida. Are you allowed to hold chuppas nida? Says the Dog Mervava. Says the Dog Mervava. Nida mamish, mutter. It's mutter to have the chuppah. But asura mishon dam chimod, it's usher to hold the chuppah. It's usher to hold the chuppah. Why? Because they're afraid of zera to bia, because he's not going to take it seriously. However, the Dog Mervava points out, nowadays, the kala hasn't done Shiva Nikiyam yet, it's not only dam chimod, she's also a nida, because she got her period, because she's older than 11. Right? So therefore, nowadays, it's mutter of a chuppah nida, because she's not usher because of dam chimod, she's usher because of a period mamish. But lu yitzuyar, she was not usher because of a period. The old lady, who was not a nida, and was only an usher of dam chimod, it would be usher to hold the wedding before Shiva Nikiyam, because they might have to take it seriously in Dubia. Okay, now let's see the main point here. What's the main point? V'chein, if you have chuppas nida, whether she was a nida before the chuppah or she became a nida after the chuppah, whether it's nida because of a period or nida because of dam chimod, lo yisyachin imod, there's an isser yichud, not only is an isser bia and all the harchakos, but normally we know a husband and wife, and wife's a nida of a heter yichud. Right? Why do they have their yichud? Isn't it a rice? Isn't it a isser yichud with anyone you're not allowed to sleep with?
Pas
v'salos. They know they're going to be permitted to each other later, so there's a heter yichud, by the way. What if they won't be permitted to each other later? Then there's an isser yichud.
Let's say she did Roa Machbas Tashmish, and she's going to be Osirim forever, then they would Isir Yichud, or any other case.
When she became Osirim forever, there's an Isir Yichud. That's very rare.
Generally, she's, what if all of a sudden she gets some terrible disease which makes her bleed every day forever? So then, I don't think there is such thing.
There'd be an Isir Yichud. Okay, but Pas Basalo, there's a Heter Yichud. However, what do we see here? There's only a Heter Yichud of Pas Basalo after Bia Rishona, because after they did it once, they have a regular Yitzhahara, and a regular Yitzhahara that'll be mutter in 2 weeks, they can control themselves. But if they haven't even done Bias Mitzvah once, then they have a super Yitzhahara, not a regular Yitzhahara. That super Yitzhahara, even Pas Basalo, is not enough for. That super Yitzhahara is... even if it's pas basalo, a person can't resist that super yitzhara, and therefore there's an iser yichud. This is the Gemara in the beginning. Suba says if she becomes a nida, they have an iser yichud. Ella, there's a lost thing. Suba, who yashin bein hanashim, v'hi yashena bein hanashim. He sleeps with men, she sleeps with women, and there's no yichud. Here, however, you get to an interesting machlokas, which comes up a little later. Ramah says, "Ein lechalik b'zayin b'bachar la'almana b'sula almana." Makes no difference if he has been married previously or not, or if she was married previously or not. Where did this come from? A fascinating, strange Gemara in Yoma. A very peculiar Gemara. And it says about some of the Chazal that when they went traveling to foreign country, we know a man should never be without a wife because he'll be open to temptation. It says, "Man havli Yoma, who wants to be my wife for the day while I'm in this country?" So the Gemara asks a few kashas on this. Is that an acceptable practice halachically? But the kasha that's interesting for our purposes is, what about Shimon Akiyam? What about Shimon Akiyam? What about Dam Chimod? What do you mean Habal Yoma? Who's going to marry me for my stay here? No one's going to marry them for their stay here, because once they propose, they have to wait 7 days, and then they're gone. So the second answer the Gemara gives is, no, they would send a shliach 7 days in advance to propose this, and then they would be yotzei the shivan akim before they got there. But the first answer they give is yichud dehavim yachid b'hu. Yichud. Okay, sounds like, what does it sound like? I think most Rishonim say, they wouldn't do bia, of course not, you shivan akim, they would do yichud. Meaning, it's not that, this changes the whole Gemara. You think that these chazal, they went to a foreign country and like slept with a random girl there for 1 day and then went back home? No, that's not what it meant. They wouldn't sleep with a girl there. They would just marry a girl there for 1 day and just be near her. And that was enough to keep them out of trouble. Just do yichud, not bia. No one would do anything. Just yichud. But of course the kasha everyone asks is, what do you mean just yichud? It says in Ksubas there's an Isser yichud if there hasn't been a bia yet. So how could they be matir yichud? That's the kasha everyone asks. So let's take this line, this fascinating line of yichudei, what's the lashon? Havim miyachdi. So first of all, do we pass like this line or not? The Beis Yosef points out the Rif and Rush don't quote this line. Maybe they think we hold like the other day. So, Riff and Rush don't pass it this line. Okay, but the other Rishonim, they do pass it. It's always the question, there are two answers. Do we say we only pass like one answer? Or we pass like, there are two possible answers, we should pass like both of them. Right? They could both be true. Right? So most Rishonim assume we do pass like this line. The Riff and Rush don't pass like it. Let's assume we do pass like line, but then we have Akasha. The kasha is, but yichud is usher. Before first bia, the whole point is there's never going to be a first bia. So here we have different answers. One answer is yichud is mutter in this case. Right? What's one answer? One answer is nope. Yichud is mutter in this case. Why is Yichud mutter in this case? What does the Rambam say? Which you know is the only one of the three possibilities you know from the Beis Yosef. Rambam says only an Amal Aretz has an Isser Yichud. A Talmud Chacham is mutter in Yichud because the Talmud Chacham knows about the Isser and takes it seriously. So it says
says the Rambam, Talmud Chacham is mutter in Yichud. You should know.
A lot of Rishonim asked on him. They said, what do you mean? A Talmud Chacham, his Yitzhahara is bigger than an Avaretz. He should sure be Nisr Yichud. Okay, it's a tricky one. The Rambam apparently thought. Maybe the Gemara says he also has a bigger Seichel, so that controls his bigger Yitzhahara. His Seichel is more proportionally bigger than his Yitzhahara. Okay. Tosos brings two other deis that are not mentioned in the Beis Yosef here, but the Ri has a nice deah. Says the Ri in Tosos. He says, no, you think before they slept together is a Yichud? It just means before he ever slept with anyone. But this guy's already married. He has a wife back home. If he was married once, there's no Isser. It's not such a big deal for him. He can control himself. He's married once, been there, done that. Right? Not such a big deal. Okay. He shouldn't tell his wife, been there, done that. Lamaisa. And that's exactly what the Ramah is lafuke from. There also is no difference between a bachur and an almon, someone who's never married before and someone who was married before. It's lafuke from the Ri.
He says, no. He says, ein iser yichud in nasak var.
If you already got married previously, in this case, he was still married previously. That's what second marriage is no issue yichud. Only first marriage is an issue yichud. Because first marriage is very exciting. He never did this before. Second marriage is already not so exciting for him, and therefore there's no issue yichud.
Says, Rabbi Yosef in Tosfos, he says, ein issue yichud bedam chimud she'aser of course, this is the opposite of what many Achronim say. Many Achronim say, Dam Yichimod, we're more machber for, because people won't take it seriously. He says, no, we're more makel for, because it's less chachamer.
Since Dam Yichimod is only Rabbanim, there's no issue Yichud for Dam Chimod. What all these three have in common is that at least for rabbis, there's no issue Yichud. What if Lamaisa, we don't paskin like any of them. We paskin there is an issue Yichud for Dam Chimod before Shir. We say nothing about a difference between Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz against the Rambam, and the Rambam says explicitly it's no difference, first marriage or second marriage. So Lamaisa, we do not paskin like any of these kulas. If we don't paskin like these kulas, what did the Gemara mean? So what's another pshat in the Gemara?
Which means they designated these women to be...
Who says that?
The
Raivin? The Raivin and the Rashba. Right? Second shot of the Raivin and the Rashba. Says the Raivin and the Rashba, Yichud doesn't mean seclusion. It means designation. Not seclusion, but designation. Meaning, not they actually didn't marry them at all. They just designated them. They could marry them if they wanted to. They would wait 7 days, obviously. Not only that, they said they would then bring them home with them and wouldn't, like, abandon them and divorce them. Like, no one's going to get married and then divorced. No. I mean, not Havel Yoma. Who wants to be a potential marriage partner for me, who I'll meet? Just go on a sheriff date. Who wants to go on a sheriff date with me? And then, if I decide that I'm lonely, I'll marry her and bring her home with me and I'll wait 7 days. I can wait 7 days. I'm not such a whatever. Okay, so that's what it means that there was no Nisuin or Yichud. No Nisuin or Yichud. It just means that who wants to be a potential shidduch for me if it comes to that, if we're interested. And then, of course, they would have waited 7 days.
For the Rabbi Yosef, isn't that more of a reason why we should...
Yes, that's a machlokas, right? We just said, the Dogon Rabbi says more of a reason to Aser. So he has the opposite Ashkafa.
The third answer, by the way, is Tosos.
I don't have a name. This, like, Tosos says, not like the Re, and not the Rabbi Yosef's on the small print of Tosos Shannon, but the Stam Tosos. What does Stam Tosos say? That no, it means Yichud. But he says something clever. What the clever thing Isaac does Tosos say? It was for Yichud. But Yichud's Aser and Dam Chimud.
They did Yichud. But what about Dam Chimud?
Says, hold on a second. They did Yichud and they announced they were doing Yichud. Hold on. How does the woman feel if it's announced that they're doing Yichud?
Embarrassed.
No.
There's no Dam Chimud.
There's no chimud. What chimud? It's only yichud. They're never going to sleep together. How can she have chimud? Meaning, it's not that it's heter yichud nam chimud. It's that when you tell her there's only yichud, she's not going to have chimud. Nothing so exciting to be chumming for. It's nice to spend time with someone. Yeah, it's nice to get to meet interesting people and have, you know, have intellectual conversation. But you don't have dam chimud for that. No, it's like I tell you, you want to go on a date with someone? You'll even go on a date with yichud with him. But no hanky-panky. So she's not going to have dam chimud. What's so exciting?
That's it. But since she knows it's only for yichud, she doesn't feel chimud. Okay, and therefore there's no kula. Basically, according to the Rav and the Rashba, there's no kula. There's no yichud at all. According to Tosfos, there's no kula. There was yichud, but that's not a kula. That's a metzias. Since they only did yichud, there's no chimud. If there's no chimud, then that's not a kula. It's just metzias, not chimud. According to the Rambam and the other Bali Tosfos, there's a kula. So how do we paskin? We paskin there's no kula. Pshat is either like the Tosfos or like the Rav and the Rashba, right? But there's no kula. Okay, that's the Gemara in Yoma that this all gets started with. Now, let's read a little more. Yes. Avra v'kinsa, I'll read again. Tosman zeh, chin chasen shapirsa kalaso nida, kodin shabbat leha. By the way, that could also happen nowadays. What if the chasen and kala, they don't succeed in doing the bias mitzvah right away, and then she gets her period? Then, you have this big problem. Minister Yehud. Elohu Yashim Min HaNashim V'hi Yashena Bein HaNashim. That's why the, let's say a woman uses birth control pills to push off her period till after the wedding. If she is, wait one second, if she's very foolish, or her advisors are very foolish, say, take the birth control pills till the wedding, and then stop. Then what happens? What if they don't do the Bilas Mitzvah? She stops her birth control pills, she gets her period, and they haven't done Bilas Mitzvah yet. Now it's a problem. Now they've initiated Yichud. Now go figure out what to do logistically. Rather, what they tell them to keep taking the birth control pills till you do the bias mitzvah. And once you do the bias mitzvah, then you get your period because you're tummy because of damasi, your tomato because of damasulim anyway. Okay, so that's the proper advice to give the kala. If she's using birth control pills, tell her don't take them till the wedding. Take them until you succeed at consummating the wedding. That's the English word for it. Because you don't want the period to come before bias mitzvah, then they could have big problems. Besides the fact they'll have to push off the bias mitzvah, which is awkward, but much more awkward, they'll have to have friends sleep over. Yes, yeah.
It's just if she gets her period. And we said a while ago that advice for causing kala, if they're stressed or it's not whatever, to push it off and that she is, but then they're yichud without.
No, they're allowed to be yichud if she's not an ida.
So
yeah, correct. Yichud is fine if you're muteres. It's fine. Meaning, it's always okay to be yichud with someone who you're allowed to sleep with. There's, what's the problem? Right?
The whole discussion is
if she's an
idah that you can't have bia with.
Exactly. Only so you can't have bia with. Like, for example, I can't be yichud with any woman who's not my wife who I can't have bia with. Yeah. And
but if theoretically they could have bia, they just push it off, then it's not an issue.
Correct. If there's theoretically a girl that I'd be allowed to have bia with, then I'd be allowed to be yichud with her. Except that, I mean, that was true until the days of David HaMelech, right? If she was a Pnuya, who was Tahora, then it was not a significant, not an Isra Arayas at the very least, to have Biyah with her. Then there was no Isra Yichud. Okay, David HaMelech says, even the, it's the Isra Pnuya, which is a much smaller Isra than Gilad Arayas, there's still an Isra Yichud. So Lemaisa nowadays, anyone who's not my wife, you know, there's an Isra Biyah of some level or another, whether it's Steve Kares, whether it's Lav, whether it's the Darabanan, etc. And there were goals, Isra Yichud on all those things. The only Heter Yichud is, if my wife's Tahora, I don't need a Heter Yichud. It's like, I don't need a Heter. It's okay to sleep together. It's only if she's in need of the Heter Yichud, but only two conditions. If she'll be Muter to me in the future, and if I already slept with her once in the past.
So for the third approach, would they have been allowed to have Bia if they wanted to, or?
Tosos doesn't deal with this. Like, would you say they'd be allowed to have Bia if they want to, or no? The moment he said, what do you think of, etc., she would all of a sudden have Chimud, and now they'd have an Isra Yichud for 7 days. That might depend on the Taz, who says if it's right on the spot, there's no chimud. Right? The Taz says, as long as you propose and sleep together right away, there's no chimud. then taka, that would be a good trick. But assuming you don't hold like the Taz, then no. If that rabbi had ever said to the woman, you know what, I like you very much, why don't we sleep together? Now they have to separate from Yichud for 7 days. Right.
Can I complain today for Chuppas Nida? What do they do at night?
So, okay, we'll get to that in a moment. So first of all, what do you do in a Chuppas Nida? So first of all, they're not allowed to touch or hand things to each other. So how does he give her the ring? So the answer is, we're making to say that until he gives her the ring, they're not married. And if they're not married, then they're allowed to hand things to each other. I can hand something to your wife. I just can't hand something to my wife when she's a nida. I can go to the supermarket and give the credit card to the cashier. I just can't give the credit card to my wife when she's a nida. So therefore, he can put the ring on her finger because she's not his wife yet. But after that, he can't touch her or hand anything to her. So they can't hold hands after the chuppah. They can't have yichud in the yichud room. They hide someone else in the yichud room. So that they won't have yichud. They pretend to do yichud, so it won't be embarrassing in front of their friends. Or if they're Sephardi, it's more convenient because then they don't have yichud room. But if they're Ashkenazim, they pretend to do yichud so that it'll look good for their friends, but they hide someone else in the yichud room. And then when they go home at night, who yashin bein anashim, he yashin bein anashim. What does that mean? Let's get into the gory details. So, gory details. Agav, by the way, just back to that Dagon Mervava. What if you are really, really stuck? Surmisha, you know, Dam Chimud. And you're really, really, really stuck. Like, all of a sudden, she didn't count 7 days for Dam Chimud. She's not a Nida, only as Dam Chimud. And you already paid a lot of money for the wedding. You already invited all the guests. Now you're like really stuck. What do you do? So the Be'er Vadei Shulchan quotes from the Chidah that maybe the Dagon Mervava is not correct, even though he seems to have a very strong diuk in the Mechaber. And the big Shas Hadchak, we can mean Mako. So I'll just point out that says the Chidah is Mako in Shas Hadchak. So Allah HaLamayse, if this really happened, if you were really super duper stuck, you'd be Mako. But it's, you know, you have to judge the case. You know, if they, for some reason, usually you should just plan ahead. Some reason you're stuck in the middle of Dam Chimud, it's coming time for the wedding, and you can easily postpone, then you should postpone. If you're really stuck, Maisa, if he does Mekel against the Dagon Mervava, the Vadei Shulchan quotes that in Sukkot Mem, which I don't have here. You can look it up. And like, if you're really stuck, then if you're Mekel, of course, there's an Isser Yichud. No one's going to be after a Yichud. Now, let's just see, what are the details of this Isser Yichud? So first Rambah, Yesh Omrim Maisa Tahora Kashen Nisa'a. Some people say that if she was originally not a Nida and they could have done Biyah and then they delayed the Biyah and then she got her period, there's no Isser Yichud. Oh, why? He has a strong Isser Hara? No. Experiment proved he has a weak Yetzer Hara. This guy has a very weak Yetzer Hara. After all, what has he been doing the last 2 days? Why is he been dilly-dallying the last 2 days and reading the newspaper and doing the crossword puzzle instead of consummating the marriage? Obviously, he's a very weak Yetzer Hara. For a guy with a very weak Yetzer Hara, they weren't Gozer and Isser Yichud. Says the Ramah, this is controversial. Hamachmer Tavo Alav Bracha. Says the Taz. This is a Trumas Adeshen who has this Kula. Says the Taz, not true. We don't assume he has a weak Yitzhahara. We assume he has a strong Yitzhahara. And even though a Shor Muad who doesn't gore, we assume is now tame. That's because most oxen are tame. But most people have a Yitzhahara for Bia. Therefore, even if for 2 days he dilly-dallied, there must have been some special reason. But we assume he has a strong Yitzhahara. The Nekudas HaKesef disagrees. So, what about the guy who delayed?
Did delay mean try and fail or didn't try?
Great question. Let's even say didn't try. What about lo ba'al? Lo ba'al meritzono ha'chafshi, right? Out of his own free will. Bacharkach pirsa nida. Right? Says the Shach, if there was a force that prevented him from Bia, then of course it's Isser. He has a strong Yitzhahara. For example, says Ashach, what in some place they had a terrible minhag? They had a minhag to wait a few days. A minhag shtos to wait 2 days. And therefore, he didn't bowl for 2 days to return to Edith. Of course he has a strong Yitzhahara, it's Asser. Ah, so his strong Yitzhahara wasn't a bowl because of the minhag. Right, Willard wants to be taught this, says, hold on a second. If he could restrain himself in order to keep a minhag shtos, can't he also restrain himself in order to keep an Isser Karis the rice of Nida? And the answer is, no, that's not how people work. People take minhag shtos as much more seriously than Isser Karis. Welcome to the real world. Okay, so if he restrained himself for 2 days due to a force beyond his control, then he has a strong Yitzhar. I mean, if he willingly refrained for 2 days, I'm just tired, not in the mood, distracted, whatever, you know, whatever the case is. No, I'd rather count up how much money we got for wedding gifts. The strange people, I swear. So here, what's the psak? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, no Isser Yichud. Says the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ramah and the Shach in the Nekudos HaKesef. Mutter v'hamach mir tovol of bracha. Says the Taz Osir. Okay, Halach L'maisa, the Vade Shulchan quotes many Achronim who are machmer like the Taz. Where Vulig is machmer like the Taz here. He says we're very suspicious of people. We don't believe this story of weak Yitzhahara nowadays. Halacha l'maisa, we are machmer like the Taz. Against the Ramban and Kedusha Kesef. That's about Ish Shulchan, quotes Achronim, and then very Vulig is machmer like the Taz. We're a little more suspicious of human nature. Okay, now let's get to another detail. Ve'en l'chai b'zev in bachal almano b'sul almano, we already discussed that. That's lafuge from the Ri. Yesh omrim! Okay, here is the question. Two fascinating questions. What's the lashon of the Ksubos? Hu yashen bein ha'anoshim, v'hi yashena bein ha'anoshim. It doesn't say asurin l'syachid. So that creates two questions. Is this regular Isser Yichud, or is this different? Number one, in what way is the expression of he sleeps with men and she sleeps with women different from regular Yichud? What? How many people? For regular Yichud, she could be in with the women, and he could be. You don't need women and men. Women or men is good enough. Okay, how many women, how many men? Certainly, right, if you have two or three men who are shared, that's good enough. Like, do you need a double Shmira? Bein ha'anoshim, bein ha'anoshim? Or do you just need a single Shmira? Also, what time period does the Gemara Ksubos only refer to?
Night,
sleeping. How about when they're not sleeping? Is this only at night? Or like regular chesichud, bain, burn during the day, bain at night. So we have these questions about the phrase, right? This phrase, hu yashen bain ha'anoshim, v'hi yashena bain ha'anoshim, we're just not sure how literally to be a dayak and say this is a special rule different from regular yichud. Why is it different from regular yichud? Because it's paspasalo and it's yitzro tukfo. Or no, this is just regular Yichud, and they were just using a nice phrase.
We're concerned about that they're gonna have the Isser Bia or the Isser Yichud.
We're concerned about the Isser Yichud leading to an Isser Bia. We're really concerned about Bia.
We're concerned that they'll still have Bia there.
Yeah. I mean, if they're willing to violate the Isser Nida, then they're willing to violate the Derech Eretz of Bia during the day, or the Kedusha of Bia during the day. Okay, so, I mean, people with a big Yitzhahara, the 24 hours is all kosher for them. Right, they take whatever opportunity they can get. So this is not clear. The Beis Yosef quotes this as a machlokes Rishonim, although just to be fair, a lot of the sheep of the Rishonim are like Diukim Rishonim, it's not necessarily Mefurish. So first question is, Rak Balayla, or Bein B'yom, Bein Balayla. Do you argue Medayek, they only answer at night? Or no, that's just a phrase they express, but it's really Bein Bayom Bein Belayla. Says the Rush and the Razah, the Balamor, in his Hasagas to derive it. No. Bein Bayom Bein Belayla. Don't take this too literally. However, says the Ravid, or at least this is how we shall interpret the Ravid, no, literally, if it's only at night, there's no problem during the day. Why? During the day, there's no problem because it's Paspasalo. Pas Pasala was enough to matter during the day. Only at night it's Osir, because he has such a big Yetzer, because they never did it yet. So that's one machlokas. Another machlokas is, do you need Shtei Shmiros, a double Shmira, or just, no, regular Dine Yichud? I mean, literally, you need men and women extra Shmira, because this is extra strong. After all, for me, with a Stam lady, so I don't need men and women, just a minimal Shmir is good enough. Whatever works in Hilchos Yichud. For example, let's say two men and a whole night is fine, without any women. Right? Or another woman, if it's the kind of woman that would be mutter to Yichud with these two women, is fine. Or three women, another two women is fine, according to many Shitas. Right? Or would you say, no, that's a regular case here, where they just got married and all the excitement of the wedding, etc. We need double Shmira. So that's also a machlokas. The Ravid and the Rashba say you need a double Shmira. But the Rush, it's not so mefurish. But I'm going to assume that whatever, like, the later Rishonim and earlier Kodim say is the correct Pshat. So we'll call it the Rush and the Mordechai and the Tor. Right, there are two gerses in the Torah here, whether he said this explicitly, but it doesn't matter, because he writes it explicitly in, what book did the Torah write that's in the back of every volume of Gemara? There's two gerses whether the Torah wrote this here. But what book did the Torah write that's in every... Kitzur Peskei Rosh. Kitzur Peskei Rosh. After the Rosh comes the Kitzur, the summary of the Peskei Rosh, the Rosh didn't write the Kitzur Peskei Rosh. You have the right to say he got it wrong if you want. The Torah, his son, wrote the Kitzur Peskei Rosh. And it's based... Okay, but the Torah in the Kitzur Peskei Rosh writes this Mefurish. One Gersa has this in the Torah as well. Okay. Now, if you... So we're not sure about these two issues. So let's see. What does the Ramah say? Yesh Omer Shasur Liyachim of Yom Kum of Alayla V'ein Tzarech Liyoshtei Shmiros Raku Bein Anashim V'hi Bein Anashim V'einim Yishenim V'cheder Echad Einam Tzrichen Shimur Klal. Some people say... Notice how he's like... Ma'ache these two shitos, right? He like makes this a shita. You don't have to say it's totally habaha. It doesn't have to be totally habaha, but he wants to like make it totally habaha. You take one shita that's only at night but double shmira, and another shita that's bane at night, bane during the day, just regular dini yichud, meaning one regular and one special. Some people, the Rush says that you need a double shmira. Sorry, that it's a day and night, and you don't need double shmira, men or women. And if they're not in the same room, if they're in the house, if they're in the in-laws' house in different rooms, you don't need anything, right? Is it yichud to be in different rooms in the same house with other people in the house? No. And for that matter, also, Rabbi Willi would say, what if they, you know, were sitting around during the day with the door open to the street, etc.? That would be fine. The Yeshom and Jebelai that's our station mirrors of Yom Ha'atul Shach. And some people of the Ravid, no, he's making all his notices during the day, but he's machmer at night, you need double shmirah. The minog, what is the minog according to the Ramah? Likach katan eitzel achasan uktana eitzel akala. Basically, to require men and women, a double shmirah. Because really, a katan should be good enough, because he doesn't have a yitzahara, so he's a good shmirah. Or a katana should be good enough, she doesn't have a yitzahara, it's good enough shmirah. The amos yach to be yom lo katan uktana. You need a single shmirah in the day and a double shmirah at night. Meaning, during the night to take the more chomer position, which is the Ravid. During the day, to take the more chomer position, which is the Rush.
Doesn't the Ravid seem inconsistent with Shitos?
No. He would say this unique case psychologically. In one hand, this is less tempting than regular Yichud. Because it's Pas Pasalo. You'll be much of me for the next 100 years if I wait a week. On the other hand, it is more temptation than regular yichud. Because I just married you and I haven't consummated the wedding yet. I'm like waiting to do what I wanted to do. And therefore, it's in some way psychologically more tempting, in some way psychologically less tempting. And he used his psychological insight to say, during the day, it's really less tempting. Because during the day, that's the time of Pas Pasalo. I don't feel the romance, etc. Therefore, I say Pas Pasalo. During the day, she's less tempting than a regular woman, than a stranger, because Pas Pasalo. But at night, she's more tempting. I say, I'm married at night, my kala, I want to sleep with her, more tempting than a regular woman. That's a psychological insight. You know, maybe he could do a better job of explaining psychology than I could, but it's not impossible, because it's in one way that's more tempting than a regular
Erva. And in one way less tempting, it might depend on what time it is. It might or might not.
And the Rosh is
more like a cheshbon. He says, there is no cheshbon, no cheshbonos. Don't give me cheshbonos. Don't make me diukim the Gemara. By the way, you can also say the Ravid liked to make diukim. Sleeping is only night and double shmira. And the Rosh didn't make diukim. Nah, don't make diukim. So the Ravid made two diukim and the Rosh made zero diukim. Halacha lemaisa. What does he say the minug is? Lemaisa says the Ramah. Biyom, it's the regular dine yichud. I mean, I'm sort of adding that in, right? This is what the Baruch Shulchan says, the Rai Willing says, and therefore, says Rai Willing, it could also be Pesach Pasuch Rishus Rabin. Even though it's a little tricky, you might say Libo Gaspo would be okay, but Lamaisa, there's room to a regular dine yichud. And Balayla Shtei Shmiros. However, not so pashit. Look at the shach. So start with the shach. Well, not start with the shach. Let's start with the Torah's Ha Shlomin. Says, in 1 second. Yeah. Let's first start with what kind of person does it need to be? Says the why katan and katana. I know I cheated. I already said. Pretend we didn't say it. Why katan and katana? So says the shach yudalid. They have to be big enough to understand when bia happens. Otherwise, they're not a shmira. You know, if it's a 6-month-old katan or katana, then they're not going to tell anyone on anything. A 1-year-old's not going to tell anyone on anything. So it has to be old enough, they'll tell on you. But young enough that they don't have a taiva, right? Because otherwise, they'd just be part of the Isra Yichud. Like regular dinim, right? We're familiar with Isra Yichud, right? If I want to be alone with a girl, and I want it to be mutzer, who do I have to bring with me? Not a 1-year-old katana, because she won't tell on us. Not an 11-year-old katana, because maybe she already has puberty and has a taiva. Rather, a 5-year-old katana. The 5-year-old katana will be shomeras, because she'll tell if anything happens, and she won't be tempted to have an isser herself, because she's too young to have a temptation of a desire. Okay, so likewise, you need the right age.
Why would the 5-year-old tell if she knows that these two people aren't allowed to be together, this husband and wife that just happened to have?
No, she'll just tell that it's an interesting thing that happened. She doesn't care about Isra or Heter. She'll just tell because she saw an interesting thing. When you have a 5-year-old, you'll see, they tell everyone everything. There's no secrets. When you have a 5-year-old at home, there's no secrets. Whatever you do, everyone will find out about it. You have to be very careful when you have a 5-year-old. If I have a 1-year-old at home, I can say whatever I want. If I have a 12-year-old at home, I can say whatever I want. The 12-year-old has seichel. If I have a 5-year-old at home, everything I say, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, my aunt walks into the house and says, "Oh, hi, Aunt Shosh." Obviously, he was really hoping you wouldn't come. You know? That's just what I'm saying. Sir Hector, 5-year-olds like to talk. They like to blab. You'll see. There's no secrets when you have a 5-year-old.
Imagine if the couple falls asleep, we're assuming that it's still not shmira enough that they're not going to be together, or...
So that's a tricky part, because, like, whole question, at night, if you have two people, it's a little controversial.
Is it like a busha thing? Like the
okay, maybe they just took out katan, so there's less busha. So it's a good question. Let's get to it. We get to Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, let's look for a second at the Torah of Shlomo. Writes the Shah, because this real Halacha L'maaseh. Why is the real Halacha L'maaseh? This happens all the time, Chuppas Nida. We try to avoid it nowadays, but it's not so possible to avoid Chuppas Nida nowadays. Keep in mind, since we schedule the wedding more than 3 weeks in advance, it's hard to make sure it won't be at the time of a period. And even if you want to use birth control pills to control it, often the birth control pills have side effects which cause more bleeding, more nida, etc. And it gets tricky. Every once in a while, you're going to have a chuppas nida. So when you have a chuppas nida, what do you do? What do you do when they... What do you do for till they go to the mikvah?
right? For however many days it takes till they go to the mikvah. Who knows? It could be a lot of days. It could be 12 days. You know, who knows? It could be 13 days. You know, it depends on what she bleeds. So, so it says the shach, yeah, you want someone else to be shomer them, they have to be the exact right age. Can't be an adult. Says the Torah of Shlomen, Kaz v'shach ha'an tam sif v'shem v'veiz kasaf v'shem abach v'shorch l'tzorch lomar v'shorch li'o sh'yodin tam v'yav sh'in mosh v'shom v'yav av kam v'shom v'isim v'bach sh'om sh'olma d'ar v'zem ma'ashi isa kem v'evna ez sh'im v'chav v'veiz avob emesing ma'im sh'om klal. Says the Torah of Shlomen, shach's wrong. And the bach's wrong. The davka l'siyach nimi sh'acheres also kem v'ktana sh'in mosh seres atzim l'v'yav. No, only if I'm siyach with a strange woman. Then I need to have a 5-year-old girl and not an older girl. Right? If I'm Mizrach with a strange woman, right, then I need to have a 5-year-old girl, not a 12-year-old girl. Right? Because otherwise it's also a fantasy Mizrach with two women. Both women have a desire. Someone tell me what halachic rule applies here from Sefer Kiddushin? No, maybe I should be allowed to be the chasim with the kala and with any other woman in the world. And there shouldn't be an issa, the standard issa of a man with two women. Why? Because what principle do we have? No. I mean, no, because we're not afraid of the kala sleeping with another man. Ishtoimo. Ishtoimo shamarto. We have our rule. What's the rule? If a man is with his wife, if I'm with two women, that's an issa yichud. If I'm with my wife and another woman, what do you mean issa yichud? You know what will happen if I go near that other woman? My wife will take a frying pan and knock both of her heads off. Right? Ishto mishamarto. Of course there's... Basically, every woman is like a 5-year-old girl. She has no shaychus to be here because the other wife will kill her on the spot. The wife will kill her on the spot. Mapitom. A guy with his wife and another woman. The wife is not going to let her husband sleep with another woman, so that other woman's out of the picture. Once she's out of the picture, she's a valid shmira. I'm allowed to be with my wife and any other woman in the world. Ishto mishamarto. I know I'm not allowed to be with two women. I'm allowed to be with my wife and I don't care who. I'm allowed to be with my wife and anyone. Because my wife keeps an eye on me. So he says, after the Afmo Seres Atzma will be a mutter, Lochashin Shishkim Etzla, came into Ishto and Echnes Lochobimo, the Ishto Mishamarto, before Rebbe Nezer Sham, after Ishto Chalik, Komakam Rebbe Sham, Happy Mechalik. The question is, how does Ishto Mishamarto work? Ishto Mishamarto only after the first Bia? Or Ishto Mishamarto even before the first Bia? Apparently the Bach Neshach thinks there's no Ishto Mishamarto, so they haven't slept together yet, she doesn't guard him. So Rosh Shlomo says, I don't like that svara. What are you talking about? She for sure guards him. Mapadomi hasn't slept with her yet. She's going to let him sleep with someone else? She'll take two frying pans and knock off both their heads and all their friends' heads and all their relatives' heads while we're at it and bomb their cultural sites. So the truth is that Torah says Shlomo seems to have a good taina. I think Ishtem Shamarta, I've never been alone with my wife who I haven't slept with yet another woman. But you'd think that would be super duper Ishtem Shamarto. She should be very, very machbit here. So therefore, that is the big machlokas. The big machlokas is, give me a second, what about an adult woman as Shmira? So the Bach and the Shach say it doesn't count, but the Torah says Shlomim says it does count. Give me one second. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, he has a problem with this. He says that the problem, they take, who do they take? They take the Kala's mother. Okay, without getting to the old mother-in-law, Yanim. They take the mother-in-law. Says, what is the mother-in-law? Why the minute to take the mother-in-law? After all, I'm not only Yahweh with a woman and her mother. That's a Yahweh with two women. I'm not like, so he said, Mehechit says, mutter to take the mother-in-law. So the answer is like the Torah Sashlam says. Right here he quotes the Beersheva, who has a problem with it. And the Minhag, quoted by the Beersheva procedures, the Minhag was, take the mother-in-law. Like the Torah Sashlam, what was this for the Minhag? The Minhag is obvious, Ishto Mishtamarto. It could be any other woman in the world. Halacha l'maisa, and then I'll take a question. Our minhag is like the Torah Sashlamin. Our minhag is like the Torah Sashlamin, the Chazon Ish also paskin that way. Did I write down where the Chazon Ish is? Yes. Simon Sadi Aleph Sivkat and Gimel. Is that Ishto Mishamarto? Because Ishto, and it just seems to be a good Svara. Halach Lamaisa, we Paskin, like the Torah Shlomim, that it doesn't have to be a Ketan, Ashenu, Sarsa, Libya. The two of them could be alone with her sister. The two of them could be alone with her friend, etc. There's no problem. The two of them could be alone with his friend, because by the Be'ir. Etc. By the Be'ir, Ishmael Shemarto, any other person, even if they're adults, is enough. It still could be a one-year-old. Meaning, no one's saying that you can use a one-year-old. That's ridiculous. The one-year-old doesn't know what's going on. But it means it could be an adult. And therefore, the minigas were not makben on davka, a kid who's old enough to tell on you, but not old enough to have a taiva. It could even be an adult, whoever's convenient. Usually it's another woman, not another man, just because it's like morna in for her, it's nias wise. She doesn't always have to worry about how she's dressed. So her sister comes over, her best friend comes over, or her mother comes over. If it's a good mother-in-law relationship. The rare. I have a great relationship with my mother-in-law. I don't know good enough that I want her sleeping over for the first week of our marriage. Yesh kvod. Baseball. Now and then she can come sleep over for the next 100 years. But you want a few days first. She's invited. She can listen on Yom Torah. She can move in for Meva Esther until 240. Give us a week when we first get married. But often what happens, her sister or her best friend or something like that comes and sleeps over with them. You know, if she happens to have a little sister who's 5, okay, that's just noach because, like, you know, not to be machmir for the shach. You know, it's cute, and cute is a little easier than awkward. But that's what we do. Now, one last question. Mickey, then one last question.
At weddings nowadays, don't we put a kid inside the room in, like, the closet or something?
Ah, so what about the yichud room nowadays? So the yichud room nowadays, we usually put a kid in the yichud room. Again, the kid has to be old enough to know what's going on, but if he's old enough to be in the yichud, I mean, otherwise they'd cry if you locked him in a room. Yes, we usually hide a kid in the yichud room, but it could be an adult also. Why do we do a kid? So that's a good question. Why do we do a kid? It could be to be machmir like the shach, because, like, for one yichud room, we machmir like the shach. It could just be that it's, you know, less awkward. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Like, why are we machmir like the shach in the yichud room and not when they go home at night? Not sure. Okay. Now, the last thing, though, is let's read this Piskei Tshuva. I am besof sefer v'sheva kunch ber ma'am chayim sum tesvav shetom al minig zeh she'en al p'yadin. But prat mashanagu, right? He doesn't explain exactly what's not p'yadin on this end, but prat mashanagu, she'en lokin l'shmir lo katav lo kana rak ema kalo shel chevez eitzel b'gda kala. Zeh isur gomer. There's no katan or katana, just the mother-in-law. Says that's an issue gomer, the mother-in-law. L'chor he means, like, L'chori means like the shach, because she's an adult. And we say, no, it's no problem. The other interesting thing about this minhag is that, what is saying? No katan oktana, the mother-in-law sleeps over. Sleeping is at night. And there's only one shomer. Only the mother-in-law sleeps over. Apparently, the minhag in his days was that you only need one shmir even at night. Like the rosh, not like the raifet. Okay? Big question. Halacha le maisa. The minhag is that af palayla sagi shmira achas. That's the minhag. The Pesach Shavuos Bereshit said it's a terrible minhag. It's oy vavoy chorban that minhag. But apparently that was the minhag. Halacha lemaisa, because it's so awkward and it's embarrassing for them, etc. We're so much on this minhag. Lemaisa, or Bullock says, we're so much on this minhag. And Lemaisa, we are more makeup than our mom. We go back to the rush. And we say, even at night, that seems to be the minhag of nowadays. Even at night, one shmir is good enough. So if they sleep in their apartment at night, they could have just one other woman sleeping over with them. Now, what does it mean sleeping over with them? Not in the other room. That doesn't help. Then they're in a room alone. Not them in their bedroom and another woman in the guest room. How does that help? It has to be the other woman, the other woman and the husband and wife sleep in one room, a little awkward.
would have to be the other woman and the wife sleeping in one room, and the husband. The husband sleeping in the bedroom, the other woman and the colleague sleeping in the guest room, or vice versa, right? That's less awkward, or whatever the case may be, or the other woman and the wife in the bedroom, and the husband in the guest room, or on the couch, whatever, however it works out. That's what they have to do nowadays. Or...
Can you see the door open?
What?
Can you see the door open?
I don't think so. Or what they could do is just... Another option would be just to not be misyachid. How are they not misyachid? Don't go to their apartment. Stay at the in-laws. But in one room, stay at the in-laws in separate bedrooms. And then they're not misyachid at all. They're not misyachid at all. You don't need any shmiras. Right? Then the whole house is the shmira. So, basically, those are the options nowadays. We're very makel, we're as makel as we can be at night. Either go home with one other woman, or just sleep in separate bedrooms in a house with other people. Yet, separate bedrooms in your own apartment alone doesn't help. That's still yichud. Has to be separate bedrooms in a house with other people. That is the minhag lemaisa, Effie.
So, just to clarify, if they're, let's say they're in their apartment and another woman is there, the other woman needs to be with the woman. You can't be that. Like, they're all in three separate rooms, let's say.
Oh, could they be in three separate rooms? I think they could be in three separate rooms.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think they could be in three separate rooms. It's a good question. That's a good question. Dane, the truth is that, I take that back.
Are they not allowed to be separate from each other?
Like, what?
Are they not allowed to be separate from each other?
Let's see if they're in. They're not Bane. I think it would be okay if they were in three separate bedrooms. Okay. You know, like, use common sense, you know, put this strange woman in the in-between bedroom.
What is the status of a shomer who is sleeping but the other two are awake? I guess everyone's in the same room. Just the shomer fell asleep.
It's a good question because often we do find chumers about that in Hilchas Ichad. Well, Maisa, we're Mer Makel here.
That's not cool here, but you wouldn't be Makel.
The Maisa, usually we assume that you need three at night because, you know, two at night, we're afraid of falling asleep. So it's not so pushed. I have to think about that. Okay, it's already here. Hey, machzor gershasso tzrich leishav shem nekiyam. Machzor gershasso, you might think there's no chimud. Because, what do you mean? They're already married once. They're just getting remarried. That's not a big chimud. The answer is no, it is a big chimud. They got divorced, they're getting remarried. That's a new chimud, and therefore they need a new shem nekiyam. So they get divorced, and 1 minute later decide to get remarried. They need to count shem nekiyam first, because she has a new chimud. However, says the Taz, but if they do get remarried, without Shem Nekiyam, there's no Isur Yichud. They already slept together for 10 years. There's an interesting concept of the Bnei Teshuva. What if he made a Shvuah to divorce her? Says, let's get divorced and immediately remarried so I can be Yotzei Meshuvah. Then he wants to be Mekel, perhaps, that there's no Nuchimud because they weren't really divorced. It was just like to be Yitzhak. All right, that doesn't happen a lot nowadays. Okay, so much for Dam Chimud if there's no other questions. Ellie will get the word. Simon Kuftzadi Gimel, very halachah l'maisa, din dam besulim. In the Gemara it says, right, you want to know everything it says in the Mishnah, you will not find it in the beginning part of the Okay, you will not find it in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Let me just illustrate for you the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the beginning of the last perek of Maseches Nida. Let me just find it. Daf Samat Alam Beis. Okay, Dam Besulin. Should that make her a Nida or not? Logically.
No.
No, because it is a
Maka.
And it's not even from the uterus. Right? So Dam Besulin. And it says the Mishnah. Yeah, of course. What's the only question of the Mishnah? How do you know what's dam besulim and what's dam nida? After all, she bleeds later. When, meaning, tliya b'maka. When is it yadua shemotzi dam? When is it not? Right? For how long do we assume the besulim is motzi dam? And for how long? Do we not assume it's multi damen? But avada damsum is no problem. So for how long? Depends on the two sides of the scale. How strong are her basulin? And how big is the injury? And how likely is it that she'll get her period? So that's what they say. Tinoke shelo gilas bana liros v'niseis. If she's under bat mitzvah and never got her period, then Beit Shammai says for 4 nights, and Beis Hillel says till it gets better. We attribute it to the basulin. What if higias mana liros v'niseis? What if she's a nara? She's 12. Beit Shammai says 1 night, we assume it's basulin. Beis Hillel says 4 nights. Over there, we're not getting into the details. What if she's 12 and got her period once? Then Beis Shammai says 1 bia, and Beis Hillel says 1 night. But basically, the assumption is you're tole bibisulim and she's tahora. That's pashut in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't cover the peculiar case of a girl, a lady who gets married when she's at an advanced old age, such as a bulgaris, who's 12 and a half. That's covered in the Gemara. The Gemara says, bogeres, no salalushi. If she's 12 and a half, then only 1 night. Rasa. And if she's a bogeres who got her period once, only gilas mitzvah. Okay, seder. Done. But it's pashut in the Gemara that we're told of b'sulim and she's fine. All of a sudden, in the Gemara, in Daf, Samach, one second. Thought it was here. Here it is. Samach Yamed Beis says, Rav Shmuel Dabar Tavayu Hilchach Bo Bilas Mitzvah Uporish. After the Bilas Mitzvah, he has to separate. Meaning, we're not told it at all in Basulim. After Bilas Mitzvah, we're not told in Basulim at all. But Dam Basulim is with Tommy Herb. Not Nosen Bilas Mitzvah. Not we attribute the Bilas Mitzvah to a Mag and it's fine. No, Balmi's a little pilgrimage. Once there's blood from the Bilas Mitzvah, she's a Nida. We're not, we treat it as Dam Nida Lagamre. Masiv Rav Chis, that's against the Brisa. The answer is that's like Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Seinu Chaz Renimnu Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporish. Amr Ula, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Okay, who are the other two rabbis in Rabbi Shmuel's door? Who, if you add them, you basically got the whole dais. The generation of Rabbi Shmuel. Who would you add to Rabbi Shmuel to get the whole dais of the Aguda Sima Shas? Rabbi Yochum Shlakish, right? Oh, great. You have Rabbi Yochum Shlakish betinokas. Loving mask minel kamasik talim beikravo masaimi bahachi bol bils mitzvah porish. Rabbi Yochum Shlakish would learn this whole parak and they'd say, what we take out of this is nothing, nothing what it says. Forget everything it says, we just take out one little thing, bol bils mitzvah porish. All of a sudden, Rabbi Sinu, Rav Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shlakish said, bol bils mitzvah porish. Against the Mishnah. So the question now is, what were they talking about? So here, we have a bit of a machlokas. What were these rabbis saying new talking about? Says the Rabbi Seinu, and it's not just the Rabbi Seinu when Bryce says, Rav, you know, once this Rabbi Shmuel Riochim Yishlakish, I mean, that doesn't leave you much ambiguity, right? It's basically all the Gedolei Hador of the first door of Amorayim. So from then on, that's it. There's no more Kula Dan Sulam. So, Bilas Mitzvah Uporish. So one question they deals with, what case were they talking about? Because you know in the Gemara, pieces of Gemara come after a little piece of the Mishnah to say what piece of the Mishnah is going on, right? So, you know, that's what the two dots are for. What are the two dots before this? Rasa ba'oda v'vesa v'ha. A girl who got her period once before the wedding. Which, okay, that's all long comes. So, says, here's the Rabbi saying. So here we have machlokes. the Rif and the Rambam say that's only if Rasa. Only if she got her period once. But Lo Rasa, we go by the Mishnah. Is Tola Umaka. And she's not to, she's Tahora. Ah, the Rishami says Mefurash. Arak afilu mitinoka shloi gilizmana. The Rishami's a later minhag. And then, later in Yerushalmi, they were machmir even by Tana Shalo Rasa. Okay, where do they get that from? From the two dots. This is on the two dots of Rasa Vodu De Savika. However, all the other Rishonim disagree.
Did we see in the Mishnah that Bulgaris?
Bulgaris is not in the Mishnah, it was in Rav, but you will get that in a moment. Give me a second, okay? If I don't address it when I ring the bell, when I say dring dring, if I haven't addressed it yet, you'll ask again, okay? I need that one. Okay. Oh, you say, no, don't be medayik where it is in the Gemara. Kim, when they learn Perikatinokas. No, this is across the board. In all cases, Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Halacha Lemaisa, everyone agrees across the board, Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish, right? Bottom line, right? And this is the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakones Besula, Baal Bilas Mitzvah, Begomer Biyasa Uporish Miyad, Afilu Kitanish Lo Yigil Zmano Liros, even Kitanish Lo Yigil Zmano Liros, Baal Bilas Mitzvah Uporish, Velo Rasa, Vafilu, okay, good enough for now. Right, I mean, even for the Rambam and Rif, you might say the Rishalmi at least had that. But we paskin Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporish. By the way, what does Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporish mean? After all, what are we saying? We're saying Dam Besulim is Batami, right? That's what we're saying, Dam Besulim is Batami, right?
Equals.
Hold on, if Dam Besulim is Batami, then how would you? What would you think Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporish means logically?
You have to do the thing.
Remember the end of Kuf Pei Vav, right? He breaks the Besulim. As soon as he breaks the Besulim, he has to like prop himself up on the floor, wait for the Aver to lose its erection, and then withdraw without Hana'a because she's become an Eid in the middle of Bia. Does anyone hold that way?
The Ravid,
right? So, Horish. Ravid, horish miyad, achar, sheyamos ha'ever, which makes perfectly logical sense. Does anyone agree with the Ravid? No. Shar rishonim say, gomer bi aso uporish. And that was enforced in the Mechaber. What did he say? The gomer bi aso uporish miyad.
Why is it okay?
Oh, why is that okay? So the answer is there's no logical reason why it's okay. Logically, as soon as the sulam are broken, she's either needed or she isn't. What do you have to say? Since it's only Xerah Drabanan, therefore, what are they afraid of? If you tell him, like the Raivet, that'll ruin their wedding. Says they'll traumatize them. They won't be able to have a normal marriage. It'll be very difficult for them. They didn't want to make Xerah that was so difficult. And therefore, they said you can finish the bia, even though logically Miyamad of Shach. If she's a Nida, how can you finish the bia? And if she's not a Nida, then why she need to go to Shibin Akim and go to the mikveh again? Nonetheless, they said something illogical as a compromise with reality, with practicality. That's what we pass like all the others showing against the Ravid. No one agrees with the Ravid, it's just too crazy. And also, it's not Pshat in the Gemara. Bol Bilas Mitzvah Porish sounds like he's Boel. Okay, I don't know. All right, doesn't matter. Not real estate. Now, the interesting question is, which has many more nafkaminas than you might think, is why were they gozer? Why are they gozer? After all, we all know it's a makkah. We all know that Dan Basulin, what do we all know? You don't need modern science. Chazal knew, Chazal, in the Mishnah, before Rabbeinu, everyone knows that it's not enough to be Dan Nida.
is from the very outside of the vaginal canal. It's not anywhere near the mukar, and it's a petza. It's just ripped, right? It just ripped, a tear in the skin. So why would we possibly be metame it? It's very strange. Why might we be metame it? So the Rosh has one pshat. The Rosh has one pshat. What's the reason? What's the sivas hagzira? There are two basic drachim. One derech is, there are different ways of counting. Doesn't matter. Says the Rosh, he has an interesting pshat. Says the Rosh, it's a gzera. You know how if there are like six different categories, sometimes you make a gzera to make it all like the most chomer category? A little like from a gzera about Nida and Zava. Says the Rosh, how about a bogeres sharasa? A 12 and a half year old who already got her period once. Then it's bal bilas mitzvah parish. And therefore, they made a gzera to make everyone like the bogeres sharasa. Now, this is based on an assumption. The Gemara's lashon is a bogeres sharasa ein la ela bi'ilas mitzvah vasulo, has bi'ilas mitzvah. Most Rishonim say that means bi'ilas mitzvah, she's told of a makkah and she's muteris. He made an assumption, right? He says gazru lahashvos kol hanashim libogeres sharasa, which he assumes is Boel Bilas Mitzvah Uporish. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It's a big assumption. Right? It's a big assumption. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It just says, Ein La Elo Bilas Mitzvah. I would have thought it means Boel Bilas Mitzvah, and she's Tahora. But if she bleeds again, she's not. She's Tmeya. She's only told her once. He says, no. Bogera Sharas, meaning, according to the Rush, nowadays that all the women, all the kalas are Bogeres Sharasa, Midina, the original din of the Mishnah, they have to be bold bilas mitzvah parish. And the Zerub Hussein who just equated all the women who don't get married nowadays to the Bogeres Sharasa. But that's a Shitas Yachid. No one else says that. Everyone else, which is a Shitas Yachid. So first of all, he's based on a Shitas Yachid. That he thinks a Bogeres Sharasa originally is Bol Bias Mitzvah Parish. Nah, originally she was Tola one Bia. Now, in addition, he's not really a great answer to why they were Gozer, because he just begs the question. So, they were Gozer, make everyone like a Bogeres Sharasa. But why were they originally Gozer and a Bogeres Sharasa? Bol Bias Mitzvah Parish. We all know what's a Maka. We all know she has Basulim. So, and also, doesn't explain why Bogeres Sharasa isn't Tola Bamaka. So fine, she's 12 and a half and she got her period once. But we all know the husband just broke the Masulim. So the Rush is not such a great explanation. A, he's based on a big assumption that a Bogeres Sharasa, even in the before Rabbo Seinu, was Bol Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, which no one else agrees with. But B, more importantly, he just begs the question. So don't ask why Rabbi Seinu were Gozer on everyone. But why were the pre-Rabbi Seinu Gozer on Bogeres Sharasa Bol Bias Mitzvah Parish? The husband knows that the Makkah Mitzvah Adam. He felt that he broke the Basulim. Why shouldn't he be told of Bimaka? Okay, that's going to be a tricky one. There are going to be two real possibilities. What are the two real possibilities? One derech is the Rashbam, which is quoted by Beis Yosef, quoted by the Orz Haruah. And the Ramban earlier is pretty similar to this. And is pretty similar to this. And the Shabras will have a variation. One derech is the Orz Haruah v'shem Rashbam and the Ramban. What does he say? He says, Chumer de Rabbi Zeira. Chumer de Rabbi Zeira. Didn't Rabbi Zeira say that that every dam needs shivanikiyim, just a working fusion. So it's like zero. Every dam needs shivanikiyim. Damaka Sricha Zayanikiyim. Even Damaka needs Shivanikiyim. It's a little tricky. What do you mean Damaka needs Shivanikiyim? Like, if you want to have that theory, we saw that theory back in Kuf Bei Zayin. But we don't hold like that. We hold Tolim Damaka, right? We hold Damaka does not need Shivanikiyim. So what can you add?
Question. Haray tolin b'maka utahora. So, answers the Ramban.
Yeah. You know why we're tolin b'maka? Because if we're tolin b'maka, it might be too difficult for people. Because what if someone has a maka for many years? But how many times could you have the maka basulim?
Once.
Only once. You can't have the maka basulim more than once in your life. And therefore, since there's only a maka that happened once, there were maka on it. They would like to have been machmer in all makas. But the mics, it was too hard, but a maka that happened once.
Hikilu bin maka. Bin maka. Bin maka. F sharp. Sheyimatze Lizman Rav Vechmiru Ben Maka L'Sha'a.
They were Machmer and Maka L'Sha'a. What is Maka L'Sha'a? One time Maka. Right? How do we say that in modern Hebrew?
Chad Pamit.
Chad Pamit.
Chad Pamit. Chad Pamit.
Right? A one-time Maka, they were Machmer on. Because you know what? For one time, we can be Machmer, even though it's an awkward time. They were Machmer on a one-time Maka. And the Shat Rashba just adds one thing. What does the Shat Rashba add? Chosh Eshrabatai. You remember, Shmuel says he was an expert in Bia, and he knew how to be Bola Basula without breaking the Basulim, through Hataya, through going slanted. Therefore, they're Chosh Eshrabatai. The Shat Rashba adds. Let's see, I'm not going to fit three here.
Maka chad hamit plus shash hataya.
Maybe he didn't break the basula. Maybe there's hataya. Okay, but he's basically with the Ramban. Basically, one derech is taka. It is damaka, and we're gozer in damaka. Oh, we never heard we're gozer in damaka in general. We're gozer on some makas and not others. A maka that only happens once a life. You know what? You can pay your tax once a life, once in a lifetime. A maka that is unlimited and undefined, where we're going to make people divorce and be a gunas, you know? So, but here, no one's going to have to be an aguna because we're gozer on dam makas basulim, because you only have basulim once. Okay, that's one derech. That is not what the post masul.
Are there any more chad pamim makos?
Not that I can think of.
But if there were, then it would
seem. If there were, then we'd say the same thing.
Like yeah. Chicken pox, for example. Chicken pox.
Yeah, except that it's
different
not
version, yes.
Yeah.
So really, would not be able to be told that kind of maka?
I don't think know.
This maka.
I think it would be this one. I don't think they think we've got chicken pox. Yes.
Are we saying that the understanding that the formula of was to include all down, not down from the core?
Yes.
Or
at least wanted to. That's the goal. You know, that's the ideal. That's a big chiddush, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we paskin like this. Right? But that's the big chiddush, that taka, we're just machmer and damaka. Oh, we're not? We'd like to be. We try as much as possible.
Is that changes all
I know, but I don't think we paskin like it. I know, but I don't think we paskin like it.
Did we not quote thing in Kuf Bei Zayin that the Ramban was machmer on being told of maka nowadays because we can't, determine which color.
Oh, one second. Hold on. Was the Ramban himself, was it only the Rashi was Mekel and not the... I don't have my Kuf Bei Zayin here. Maybe I'm Mitbalbel. Yeb Rukov Pei Zion. Oh, with underlines. Great. Amazing. So let's just look for the word Ramban. Okay. But that's a different time. Yeah, but that's a different time. I'm wondering.
He ends up with the same result. I mean, he ends up being Macher al Matot. He doesn't say, oh, it's too hard.
That's true. That is true. excuse me, sorry. Give me half a second. Yeah, the Ravid is the one who says there because of Chomer Dreb Zera. The Ravid there says Chomer Dreb Zera.
Right.
This is also the Shitas HaRavid. Right, but you're right. The Ramban there says for a different reason. The Ramban there, he doesn't say it's part of Chomer Dreb Zera. He says because we're not pekiyim in checking the blood, although he ends up the same place. So right, the Ramban ends up a little funny, meaning, does the Ramban mention the Sulam there? That's a good point. Yeah, it's funny because the Ramban thinks that they talk a wormachmer and everything.
Did we say to the Ramban that we are Tola by default, and then if there's anything?
No, that's what we said against the Ramban. Oh, once.
What does it just mean? As in, it's more of like a Metzias.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah,
they wouldn't have made a gazera on the whole secret right, that would be too hard. But in Metzias, we can't tell the difference between the time. So that's
Okay. I'm even willing to be mivater on the Ramban for now until we go back and check exactly what he says in each place. Oh, you didn't underline Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Terrible. Let's check each simon. Okay. Let's leave it for now. Okay. Let's just see what the Gaonim say. The Shud of the Gaonim says a little differently. In the Shari Tshuva, which is a book of Shud Gaonim, in Kof Samaches, Samaches, and other places, quotes Rav Haigo and others, say the Gaonim a different shot. Says, no. You know why we're not Tola B'maka? Because when Dam Basulim, there's a special chash that a little Dam Nida came out with the Dam Basulim. Why would we chosh a little Dam Nida came out with the Dam Basulim more than any other Maka? Ah, because the experience of the Bilas Mitzvah might cause a hormonal spike that would cause a little Dam Basulim. Choshishin Shet Yatsa Tipas Damnida and Dambisulem. That's the Gaonim. It's also the Yamshim Shlomo and the Sefer Eshkol and the Ravan and others, because of the unique feelings. I haven't defined feelings yet. Yes.
How would we just say that? I mean, similar to this, that it might be also tamchim with that.
Ah, and that is exactly what some of the Rishonim say. The Yamshel Shlomo and the Sefer Eshkol and the Ravon, say, which feeling? Here we have two pshatim, both which have a precedent in Shas. Says the Ravon and the Sefer HaEshkol and the Yamshel Shlomo the Marashal, Chimud. After all, there's a big Chimud in the time of Vilas Mitzvah. And therefore, a choshesh for a little dam chimod. How do we know there's such thing dam chimod? From the sogiv to elinas, the nasi b'maisa. We're choshesh for dam chimod. We're choshesh for dam chimod. Okay. But there's another possibility. Anyone know what else the Gemara says brings about dam through three motions? That's an emotion.
Could we be choshesh for Ra Machmas Tatars the first time?
No, we wouldn't go that far.
But I remember, like, as Dhamma, if you get excited, it changes things.
Vayavo Naros Esteri Sariseha Vayagidu La. Vatischalchal hamalka me'od. What does the Gemara say?
Pirsanida.
She was so scared that she was pirsanida. The Gemara says, sudden fright can make you a nida. Okay, the Gemara also says, you're hiding in a hiding place. The Gemara says, there's two types of fear. There's a sudden fright, and there is worrying about what's going to happen. Okay. Says the Rav Haigon, in the Shari Tshuva, in the Tshuva Zaga Onan, he says, Pachad! She's scared! Kalas are very scared on the wedding night. What are they scared of? Not scared of getting married. They're scared of the Bias Mitzvah, the breaking of the Sulim, that it'll hurt. They're very scared on the wedding night. The Minchas Yaakov says it over a little differently. He says, the tear das asharis of the Sulim. Not necessarily the fear, but the pain. Okay. I'm going to put that together. Same basic idea, right? The Minchas Yaakov says the tzar. Okay. It's tirda, he says. I don't know, I like the word tirda. It makes it sound like just being busy. He means, you know, that maybe it's the fear and... Now, two opposite things. The positive feelings or the negative feelings, right? So, which is it? So, Oh, 1 second. No. I made a mistake. I did not mean the Minchas Yaakov. I meant the Minchas Yitzhak. Nowadays.
I apologize. We almost missed him.
Okay. Now, here you can have a tremendous nafkamina. Now we can get a nafkamina b'zman hazeh. What's a nafkamina b'zman hazeh? Can I have a volunteer, please? Isaac. You're a cheft of a volunteer.
Should I come to the front?
What?
Should I sit down or should I come to the front?
No, I went to keep this out.
Oh.
Okay. Not like experiment. Like, how would you feel if you were a Sula? All right? Nowadays you could be. Now, we'll deal with that soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Big question nowadays. What if a doctor cuts out the basulim instead of doing it the old-fashioned way? Okay, why would such a thing happen? So there are two possibilities. Number one is, sometimes the chasen and kala are trying to do the bia, and they can't. She has unusually strong basulim, and they're not breakable. He's stuck. There's an obstacle in his way. He's stuck. They can just never do bia. What are they going to do? So she goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, I don't know, maybe the doctor will say, just try harder. And the doctor says, oh, you just have a rare case. You're like statistically, like off, you know, a little bit at the edge of the, you know, two standard deviations. Such thick basulin that you'll never be able to do it. I have to do a surgery and cut them out with a scalpel. So what if the doctor does that? right?
Or
maybe somehow before the wedding, somehow she knows, she goes to the doctor, it needs a surgery. Okay, one very hashkafically controversial thing is, okay, what if, this happened, by the way, it's rare, but it's not crazy. Like, decent, couple percentage points of the time. She just can't break the psyllium. I don't know, very strange. I don't know what would happen in the old days before they had the surgery. I don't know, maybe they would just try harder, but it would be like very traumatic. I don't know. It's not usual. So the doctor cuts out the psyllium. If the doctor cuts out the psyllium, then is she a nida or not? Good question. Does she become a nida when the doctor cuts out the psyllium? They go, they try one night. They try another night. They try a third night. Then they say, chazaka, something's wrong. She goes to the doctor. Doctor said, yes, something's wrong. You're never going to succeed. I have to do a surgery. And he cuts him out with a scalpel. There's obviously lots of blood. Is she a nida or not? Says the Minchas Yitzchak on the sheet. I'll just read the underlying opinion of our Sheol Shalom. He's daikin ur lahachmir. We're going to raise aloha lamaisa. He's machmir. Kedarkim HaKodesh. Why? So he quotes here from the Rav Nutrinoi going. Shema im Torah, not Rav Haimor, Rav Nutrinoi going. Shema im Torah dam besum yev shalom dam besum lo tzutzu yaziba. Because the Torah, Tircha, is like a lashon of it is a lashon of pain, right? The time is without basulim, they should have elf, you're shown him, edes umaschal chela, she has pacha, the paresis need, etc. So that's also add Rav Nutrinoi going, right? Let's even give this, right? Put Rav Nutrinoi going. Right, the owner of all this, Rav Nutrinoi going. He says, because the tsar. Therefore, comes out, what about if the doctor removes them? Says the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, she's Asura. After all, it's a lot of fear and pain in the doctor's office also. What do you think, it's pleasant to get a surgery? No, she's like very afraid of this. She's feeling a lot of pain here. It's very traumatic for her.
We don't say you need a surgery.
No, we only think the fear of breaking the basulim will. No, it's like this. If she's stomach a painful surgery, then we're not kosher for dam basulim because we can see for dam of pachad because we don't see any dam. But over here, she gets a surgery at the same time there's a lot of blood, but also makom. Then already it's suspicious that blood goes so muckum. And there's a surgery, there might be a little dam pachad in there.
Do we say every single surgery and also muckum, you're a nida?
Maybe he would. I mean, maybe you have to distinguish how people feel about it. Maybe some surgeries are like more emotional baggage than others. Okay, says Rav Moshe, then there's Moshe, give me a second. I'll just read just the underlines. Shechashu bila dam chimod. Dam chimod, he says, only dam chimod. And he's going through how the Ramban and the Rashi would be mode, you can read it yourselves. Rakla de bia shiftasavi yedimahom gam dam chimod. Actually, she listened also around. Even the Ramban and the Rashi, but everyone says makal shalat, it's also because of dam chimod, really. They're all because of dam chimod. Says Rav Moshe. The Igris Moshe, if it's dam chimod, then there's no chimod in the doctor's office. There's no chimod, and therefore it's okay. Right? Therefore he concludes, l'chein ein lo mashu b'tzir shos chom shi rak shiyotz b'son lo yibiyah. It's only al-din biyah there's chimod. No chimod in the doctor's office. Where Rav Avadya says the same thing. He quotes, v'ashchaz yam shol shlomo, d'bnei eretz yisrael osu n'akalach al-shun ne'a taiva v'achimod. Kvala ola shi's panam in yirm l'hokdom yudno shol v'star v'lishu v'nikiyam v'lo l'tfila. Says the Igris Moshe, and says the Yabiyah Omer Rav Avadya. They say she's muteres. That's a great enough gemina. If the isser is to the chimon, there's no chimon in the doctor's surgery. If the isser is to the tsar and pachad, there is tsar and pachad in the doctor's surgery. She's like really, really distressed here. She's really scared of the pain. She's really feeling a lot of pain here. Halacha lemaisa, we assume that it is mutter. The reason is to the chimad. After all, it's only drabbanan. Anyway, we don't think it goes back for shita. The reason is to the chimad, and therefore it only applies in bia and not in the doctor's office. If her basulim are removed by the doctor, we assume there is no iser whatsoever. Now, drink. This brings up a hashkafic issue. Some people say, I don't want to get married, and then on the wedding night, she'll become a nida for another 11 days, and I want to go on a honeymoon, whatever, like the goyim, etc. So why didn't the college just go to the doctor, get her psilocybin removed before the chasana, and then she'll have no problem, according to Rav Moshe. So halachically, that's true. She goes to the doctor, has her psilocybin removed before the wedding. Then we pass like Rav Moshe, she'd have no problem. It would just be like a woman in her second marriage, or a balas tshuva or something. Yeah, she gets married and then continues to sleep with her husband and has no problem with psilocybin. However, hashkafically, we say that's against hashkafas haTorah. Not because hashkafas haTorah is that you have to be usher for 11 days at the beginning of your wedding, although there's a lot of psychological insight to that as well. It actually works out well for a lot of chasanim and kalas. You know, the kala, this is very traumatic for her. You know, she's been a Yaakov girl her whole life, who like didn't show any man any part of her body, and all of a sudden, you know, going to katza la katza. So it's good to like try it and then withdraw for a while, and there's a lot of psychological advantages to it, but that's not what I mean. Chazal say, "Ein yishor karesis bris, elo misha oso sakli." There's a special bris, a special chibur between the husband and wife, if the husband is the one who breaks the basulin. If he's the one who breaks the basulin, that's why it's the ksuma masayim instead of meya, etc., without taking away from the sublime kedusha of a marriage where the kala is not a basula. Which is also a double b'ishto b'hayu v'asar echad, obviously, in terms of ma'aseh v'rishis. Because I'll say, there's a special inyan that the husband should be the one to break the basul, and the special krisis bris involved there. The krisis bris of malachim eishas nu'recha has to do with the husband breaking the basul. And creation, correct. Without getting about Volkes, Chazanish, and everyone else, about the Makom Patish. But there's something that he creates a certain creation there. At Lemaisa, the Hashkafically, we say that even though you think you've sort of outwitted Maisa Voracious, it's not the right thing to do. If someone wants it, it's not awesome to do Hashkafically wrong. It's just not proper. And therefore, no, people should do things the regular way. However, if for some medical reason the doctor needs to cut out the psulim, or they did it, then we say it's no problem. Just before a question, I know it's late. I don't want to come back to this next time. I know there are more details. But it's a fascinating discussion in Shuk Pua, which is basically Shilas they have, and then they ask like every rabbi they're in contact with, and they publish all the answers, about this crazy thing that I didn't know the Jews do. I thought only like modern Muslims did it. Hymen reconstruction surgery. A woman's not a basula, so she goes to the doctor and gets plastic surgery to reconstruct the basulin, so she can get married a basula. And she feels, you know. So apparently a woman really did this, and she asked, like, does the gzeir of dam basulim apply to that or not? Does the gzeir of dam basulim apply to that or not? So there's a big machlokas ha poskim here. Just some of the famous poskim you've heard of. Rav Usher Weiss says, Usher.
Said
she dam basulim, that she has tumas dam basulim. After the bias mitzvah, she has to separate. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, you might also have heard of him, says mutter, and lots of other rabbis. Rav Nevensal also says mutter. Lots of other rabbanim also talk about this here. Rav Mordechai Yoho also said mutter. Anyway, part of the machlokas here is just technical. When Chazal or Gozer and Dam Basulim, were they only Gozer on the regular case of Dam Basulim, or even the weird case of Dam Basulim? You know, maybe this isn't what they talked about, but part of it has to do with our Inyan. Says Rav Usher Weiss, he quotes the Gomen, says Rav Usher Weiss, if it's because of the Tsar and the Pachad, Lemaisa, now she's the same Tsar, it's going to be the same pain because she has these Basulim, she's going to feel it. If you say it's because of Chimud, and that with this will end, then if you look, I apologize, Rav Nevensal says, no, it's because of Chimud. And the Chimud is only the first time she sleeps with a man, which is an assumption. Here, since she already slept with many men beforehand, there's not the same chimud, and he's not worried about it. I might have said, no, there's a new chimud for each husband. So I'm not sure about that.
Only
correct. So I'm not sure.
And maybe he doesn't call it chiyuv, he calls something parallel to chiyuv. Anyway, halacha lemaisa is a fascinating discussion. Part of it might tie into this, although probably not, because probably there is chiyuv, which I'm arguing with Devon Saul, and there is pachad and sar, min hastam. Maybe it's not as much chiyuv, not as much pachad and sar, but it's up there. Part of the question where is this milsa lo shchicha lo gazra rabbanan, or maybe a new thing that weren't invented yet lo gazra rabbanan. So that's a big machlokas, halacha lemaisa, what would I paskin? I don't know, lemaisa, what would I really paskin? I would use my psychology. I would say, look, this lady went to all the... By the way, it's a big machlokas in these poskim. Is she allowed to have that surgery in the first place? Like, you know, surgery for shkos? Like, whatever it says. Tshuva is not what you do plastic surgery in your body. It's what's in your heart, right? But lemaisa...
Wait, what was she at ksuba wise?
They also argue about that. And almost everyone says 100. Lemaisa, we'll have to finish this siman on Sunday. Lemaisa, what would I paskin? I would use psychological insight. I would say someone who went to all the trouble of a whole surgery to reconstruct her basulin, it's because she wants to feel like she's treated like a basula. And therefore, she wants to be usher and have to count shivan akiyam after the birishona, so she'd be just like all the other basulas. And therefore, it doesn't hurt. So therefore, I would say, you know, let's go with a Rasha Weiss and tell her to count seven, to have shivan akiyam afterwards, and then make everyone happy. And worst comes to worst, they're poresh. To be machmer for the machmer shita, you know, never, not the end of the world. They held like the more machmer shita once in their life. That's what I would think. Okay, but it's a fascinating question. Okay, yeah, in terms of the ksuba, very, very tricky. I was very surprised that anyone here thought you could say 200. But very, very strangely, there is like one daya that says that it is... 200, as strange as that sounds. It wasn't, it was, it says Rosh Weiss even.
That's Rosh Weiss
says 200, that the Ksuma 200 doesn't depend if she ever slept with another man or